In loving memory of Captain Bruce James Lebbins, June 29, 1934, to October 13, 2022. On Thursday, October 13, Captain Bruce James Lebbins died at the age of 88 after a long determined struggle with Alzheimer's disease. His wife Sonia was present when Bruce died, and he went peacefully, crossing his arms on his chest, leaving Alzheimer's behind. Bruce was an amazing man whose determination, generosity and love made the world brighter for those who knew and loved him. He and Sonia were married for 63 years, friends, partners and lovers throughout. They had three children: Tanya, 62, Donald, 60, and Cameron, 55. Our lives were made rich and full of adventure thanks to their unflagging energy. Dad taught us to ski, took us on trips, helped us with homework, defended us with teachers, supported our education, supplemented us when finances were tight and celebrated with us when milestones were met. The family grew with the addition of son-in-law Douglas Blackmore, Tanya, and daughter-in-law Janice Yick, Donald. This led to four beautiful grandchildren, and that same positive energy was shared with Sean, 32, Aaron, 29, Trent, 23, and Dane, 21. They brought out his unbridled love and his wonderful humor. Bruce's greatest love, next to family, was flying. Bruce had a distinguished flying career which began in the RCAF, including a tour with the UN in Egypt, test pilot with Canadair, and his dream job with Ward Air and Canadian Airlines. He got to fly a lot of different aircraft and teach others to do the same. He also brought his leadership skills to the organizations he worked for, impressing aeronautical engineers, executives and government officials alike. Most importantly, his colleagues loved to work with him as he was skilled, honest and fair, a true gentleman. When he turned 60, Bruce had to give up flying by government regulation. He turned his eye to the ski slopes. We got to watch him change lives through his support of adaptive skiers, helping them to excel at the sport for 15 years. At the same time as he applied his ability to teach, he also brought leadership and wisdom to both the provincial and national boards. Bruce was also a proud Rotarian, giving back to his community while sharing in the camaraderies of the club. By the end of his life, Bruce had traveled to all the world's continents. He loved his wife deeply, and together they instilled feelings of confidence, love and safety into all their family members. We acknowledge the wonder of Bruce Lebbins, and we will miss him profoundly. But sympathy is not something we need. We just wanted you to know he was gone and that he will forever live on in the hearts and minds of all who loved him. We encourage you to raise a glass in his name and, if you are so moved, to contribute to your favorite cause in his honor. At Bruce's request, there will be no service, but instead, a private family gathering.